Hello, this is Brian Tracy. This program is for ambitious people who want to get ahead faster. If this is the way you think and feel, you are the person for whom this program is designed. The ideas contained in the sessions ahead will save you years of hard work in achieving the goals that are most important to you. I've personally spoken more than 2,000 times before audiences of as many as 23,000 people in 24 countries. My seminars and talks have varied in length from 5 minutes to 5 days. In every case, I focused on sharing the best ideas I could find on the particular subject with that audience at that moment. After countless talks on various themes, if I was only given 5 minutes to speak to you, and I could only convey one thought that would help you to be more successful, I would tell you to write down your goals, make plans to achieve them, and work on your plans every single day. This advice, if you followed it, would be of more help to you than anything else you could ever learn. Many university graduates have told me that this simple concept has been more valuable to them than 4 years of study. This idea has changed my life and the lives of millions of other people, and it will change yours as well. A group of successful men got together in Chicago some time ago, talking about the experiences of their lives. All of them were millionaires and multimillionaires. Like most successful people, they were both humble and grateful for what they had achieved and for the blessings that life had bestowed upon them. As they discussed the reasons why they had managed to achieve so much in life, the wisest man among them spoke up and said that, in his estimate, success is goals, and all else is commentary. Your time and your life are precious. The biggest waste of time and life is for you to spend years accomplishing something that you could have achieved in only a few months. By following the practical, proven process of goal setting and goal achieving laid out in this program, you will be able to accomplish vastly more in a shorter period of time than you ever imagined possible. The speed at which you move onward and upward will amaze both yourself and all the people around you. By following these simple and easy-to-apply methods and techniques, you can move quickly from rags to riches in the months and years ahead. You can transform your experience from poverty and frustration to affluence and satisfaction. You can go far beyond your friends and family and achieve more in life than most other people you know. In my talks and seminars and consulting, I've worked with more than 2 million people all around the world. I have found over and over that an average person with clear goals will run circles around a genius who is not sure what he or she really wants. My personal mission statement has not changed in years. It is simply this: to help people achieve their goals faster than they ever would in the absence of my help. This program contains the distilled essence of all that I have learned in the areas of success, achievement, and goal attainment. By following the steps explained in the sessions ahead, you will move to the front of the line of life. For my children, this program is meant to be a roadmap and a guide to help you get from wherever you are to wherever you want to go. For my friends and listeners to this program, my reason for designing it is to give you a proven system that you can use to move on to the fast track in your own life. Welcome. A great new adventure is about to begin. This is a wonderful time to be alive. There have never been more opportunities for creative and determined people to achieve more of their goals than they can today. Regardless of short-term ups and downs in the economy and in your life, we are entering into an age of peace and prosperity superior to any previous era in human history. In the year 1900, there were 5,000 millionaires in America. By the year 2000, there were more than 5 million millionaires, most of them self-made, in one generation. Experts predict that there will be another 10 to 20 million millionaires created in the next 2 decades. Your goal should be to become one of them. This program will show you how. When I was 18, I left high school without graduating. My first job was as a dishwasher in the back of a small hotel. From there, I moved on to washing cars and then washing floors with a janitorial service. For the next few years, I drifted and worked at various laboring jobs, earning my living by the sweat of my brow. I worked in sawmills and factories. I worked on farms and ranches. I worked in the tall timber with a chainsaw and dug wells when the logging season ended. I worked as a construction laborer on tall buildings and as a seaman on a Norwegian freighter in the North Atlantic. Often I slept in my car or in cheap rooming houses. When I was 23, I was working as an itinerant farm laborer during the harvest, sleeping on the hay in the barn and eating with the farmer's family. I was uneducated, unskilled, and, at the end of the harvest, unemployed once more. When I could no longer find a laboring job, I got a job in straight commission sales, cold calling from office to office and from door to door. I would often work all day long to make a single sale so that I could pay for my rooming house and have a place to sleep that night. This was not a great start at life. Then one day I took out a piece of paper and wrote down an outrageous goal for myself. It was to earn $1,000 per month in door-to-door and office-to-office selling. I folded up the piece of paper, put it away, and never found it again. But 30 days later, my entire life had changed. During that time, I discovered a technique for closing sales that tripled my income from the very first day. Meanwhile, the owner of my company sold out to an entrepreneur who had just moved into town. Exactly 30 days after I had written down my goal, he took me aside and offered me $1,000 per month to head up the sales force and teach the other people what it was that I was doing that enabled me to be selling so much more than anyone else. I accepted his offer, and from that day forward, my life was never the same. Within 18 months, I had moved from that job to another, and then to another. I went from personal selling to becoming a sales manager with people selling for me. I recruited and built a 95-person sales force. I went literally from worrying about my next meal to walking around with a pocket full of $20 bills. I began teaching my salespeople how to write out their goals and how to sell more effectively. In almost no time at all, they doubled and tripled and increased their incomes as much as 10 times. Many of them are today millionaires and multimillionaires. It's important to note that since those days in my early 20s, my life has not been a smooth series of upward steps. It has included many ups and downs, marked by occasional successes and temporary failures. I have traveled, lived, and worked in more than 80 countries, learning French, German, and Spanish along the way and working in 22 different fields. As a result of inexperience and sometimes sheer stupidity, I have spent or lost everything I made and had to start over again several times. In every case when this happened, I would begin by sitting down with a piece of paper and laying out a new set of goals for myself using the methods that I'll explain in the sessions ahead. After several years of hit-and-miss goal setting and goal achieving, I finally decided to collect everything I had learned into a single system. By assembling these ideas and strategies in one place, I developed a goal-setting methodology and process with a beginning, middle, and end, and began to follow it every day. Within 1 year, following this blueprint for goal achieving, my life had changed once more. In January of that year, to start, I was living in a rented apartment with rented furniture. I was $35,000 in debt and driving a used car that wasn't paid for. By December of that year, I was living in my own $100,000 condominium, I had a new Mercedes, had paid off all my debts, and I had $50,000 in the bank. Then I really got serious about success. I realized that this goal-setting stuff was incredibly powerful. I invested hundreds and thousands of hours reading and researching on goal-setting and goal-achieving, synthesizing the best ideas I could find into a complete goal-setting and achieving process that worked with incredible effectiveness. In 1981, I began teaching my system in workshops and seminars that have now reached more than 2 million people in 35 countries. I began audiotaping and videotaping my courses so that others could use them. We have now trained hundreds of thousands of people in these principles in multiple languages all over the world. What I found was that these ideas work everywhere for everyone in virtually every country, no matter what your education, experience, or background may be when you begin. Most of all, these ideas have made it possible for me and many thousands of others to take complete control over our lives. The regular and systematic practice of goal setting has taken us from poverty to prosperity, from frustration to fulfillment, from underachievement to success and satisfaction. This system will do the same for you. What I learned early on is that any plan is better than no plan at all, and it is not necessary to reinvent the wheel. All the answers have already been found. There are hundreds of thousands and even millions of men and women who have started with nothing and achieved great success following these principles. And what others have done, you can do as well if you just learn how. In the sessions ahead, you will learn 21 of the most important ideas and strategies ever discovered for achieving everything you could ever want in life. You will find that there are no limits to what you can accomplish except for the limits you place on your own imagination. And since there are no limits to what you can imagine, there are no limits to what you can achieve. This is one of the greatest discoveries of all. Let us begin. As Confucius said, a journey of 1,000 leagues begins with a single step. Part 1. Unlock your potential. Success is goals, and all else is commentary. All successful people are intensely goal-oriented. They know what they want, and they are focused single-mindedly on achieving it every single day. Your ability to set goals is the master skill of success. Goals unlock your positive mind and release ideas and energy for goal attainment. Without goals, you simply drift and flow on the currents of life. But with goals, you fly like an arrow straight and true to your target. The truth is that you probably have more natural potential than you could use if you lived 100 lifetimes. Whatever you have accomplished up until now is only a small fraction of what is truly possible for you. One of the great rules for success is this: it doesn't matter where you're coming from. All that really matters is where you're going. And where you are going is solely determined by yourself and your own thoughts. Clear goals increase your confidence, develop your competence, and boost your levels of motivation. As sales trainer Tom Hopkins says, goals are the fuel in the furnace of achievement. Perhaps the greatest discovery in human history is the power of your mind to create the aspects of your life. Everything you see around you in the man-made world began as a thought or an idea in the mind of a single person before it was translated into reality. Everything in your life started as a thought, a wish, a hope, a dream, either in your mind or in the mind of someone else. Your thoughts are creative. Your thoughts form and shape your world and everything that happens to you. The great summary statement of all religions, philosophies, metaphysics, psychology, and success was said by Ralph Waldo Emerson and repeated by Earl Nightingale for many years, is simply this: you become what you think about most of the time. Your outer world ultimately becomes a reflection of your inner world and mirrors back to you what you think about most of the time. Whatever you think about continuously emerges in your reality. Many thousands of successful people have been asked what it is that they think about most of the time. The most common answer given by successful people is that they think about what they want and how to get it most of the time. On the other hand, unsuccessful, unhappy people think and talk about what they don't want most of the time. They talk about their problems and their worries and who is to blame most of the time. But successful people keep their thoughts and conversation on the topics of their most intensely desired goals. They think and talk about what they want most of the time. Living without clear goals is like driving in a thick fog. No matter how powerful or well-engineered your car, you drive slowly, hesitantly, making little progress on even the smoothest road. Deciding upon your goals clears the fog immediately and allows you to focus and channel your energies and abilities. Clear goals enable you to step on the accelerator of your own life and leap ahead rapidly toward achieving more of the things you really want. Imagine this exercise. You take a homing pigeon out of its roost, put it in a cage, cover the cage with a blanket, put the cage in a box, and then place the box into a closed truck cab. You can then drive 1,000 miles in any direction. If you then open the truck cab, take out the box, take off the blanket, and let the homing pigeon out of the cage, the homing pigeon will fly up into the air, circle 3 times, and then fly unerringly back to its home roost 1,000 miles away. This is the only creature on Earth that has this incredible cybernetic goal-seeking function in its brain, except for man. You have the same goal-achieving ability as the homing pigeon, but with one marvelous addition. When you are absolutely clear about your goal, you don't even have to know where it is or how it is to be achieved. By simply deciding exactly what it is you want, you will begin to move unerringly toward your goal, and your goal will start to move unerringly toward you. At exactly the right time, and in exactly the right place, you and the goal will meet. Because of this incredible cybernetic mechanism located deep within your mind, you always achieve your goals, whatever they are. You move toward them, and they move toward you. If your goal is to get home at night and watch television, you will almost certainly achieve it. If your goal is to create a wonderful life full of health, happiness, and prosperity, you'll achieve that as well. Like a computer, your goal-seeking mechanism is non-judgmental. It works automatically and continuously to bring you what you want, regardless of what you program into it. Nature doesn't care about the size or scope of your goals. If you set little goals, your automatic goal-achieving mechanism will enable you to achieve little goals. If you set large goals, this natural capability will enable you to achieve large goals. The size, scope, and detail of the goals you choose to think about most of the time is completely up to you. Here's a good question. If goal setting is automatic, why is it that so few people have clear, written, measurable, time-bounded goals that they work toward each day? This is one of the great mysteries of life. I believe there are 4 reasons why people don't set goals. First, most people don't realize the importance of goals. If you grow up in a home where no one has goals, or you socialize with a group where goals are neither discussed nor valued, you can very easily reach adulthood without knowing that your ability to set and achieve goals will have more of an effect on your life than any other skill. Look around you. How many of your friends or family members are clear and committed to their goals? The second reason that people don't have goals is because they don't know how to set them in the first place. Even worse, many people think that they already have goals when in reality what they actually have is a series of wishes or dreams like be happy or make a lot of money or have a nice family life. But these are not goals at all. They are merely fantasies that are common to everyone. A goal, however, is something distinctly different from a wish. A goal is clear, written, and specific. It can quickly and easily be described to another person. You can measure it, and you know when you have achieved it or not. It's possible to take an advanced degree at a leading university without ever receiving 1 hour of instruction on goal setting. It's almost as if the people who determine the educational content of our schools and universities are completely blind to the importance of goal setting in achieving success later in life. And of course, if you never hear about goals until you're an adult, as I experienced, you'll have no idea how important they are to everything you do. The third reason that people don't set goals is because of the fear of failure. Now, the fact is, failure hurts. It is emotionally and often financially painful and distressing. Everyone has had failure experiences from time to time. Each time, they resolve to be more careful next time and to avoid failure experiences in the future. They then make the mistake of unconsciously sabotaging themselves by not setting any goals at which they might fail. They end up going through life functioning at far lower levels than are truly possible for them. The fourth reason that people don't set goals is because of the fear of rejection. People are afraid that if they set a goal and are not successful, others will criticize or ridicule them. This is one of the reasons why, when you begin to set goals, you should keep your goals confidential. Don't tell anyone. Let them see by your results and achievements what you have accomplished, but don't tell them in advance. What they don't know can't hurt you. Mark McCormick, in his book, What They Don't Teach You at the Harvard Business School, tells of a Harvard study conducted between 1979 and 1989. In 1979, the graduates of the MBA program at Harvard were asked, "Have you set clear written goals for your future and made plans to accomplish them?" It turned out that only 3% of the graduates had written goals and plans. 13% had goals, but they were not in writing. Fully 84% had no specific goals at all, aside from getting out of school and enjoying the summer. 10 years later, in 1989, they interviewed the members of that class again. They found that the 13% who had goals, but which were not in writing, were earning on average twice as much as the 84% of students who had no goals at all. But most surprisingly, they found that the 3% of graduates who had clear written goals when they left Harvard were earning on average 10 times as much as the other 97% of graduates altogether. The only difference between the groups was the clarity of the goals they had for themselves when they started out. The importance of clarity is easy to understand. Imagine arriving on the outskirts of a large city and being told to drive to a particular home or office in that city. But here's the catch. There are no road signs, and you have no map of the city. In fact, all you are given is a very general description of the home or office that is your goal. Here's the question. How long do you think it would take you to find a home or office in a city without a road map or without road signs? The answer is probably your whole life. If you ever did find the home or office, it would be very much a matter of luck. And sadly enough, this is the way most people live their lives. The average person starts life traveling through an unmapped and uncharted world with no road map. This is the equivalent of starting off in life with no goals and plans. He or she simply figures things out as he or she goes along. Often, 10 or 20 years of work will go past and the individual is still broke, unhappy in his or her job, dissatisfied with his or her marriage and making little progress. And still, he or she goes home every night and watches television, wishing and hoping that things would get better. But they seldom do. Not by themselves. Earl Nightingale once wrote, "Happiness is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal or goal. You only feel truly happy when you are making progress, step by step, towards something that's important to you." Viktor Frankl, the founder of logotherapy, wrote that the greatest need of the human being is for a sense of meaning and purpose in life. Goals give you a sense of meaning and purpose. Goals give you a sense of direction. As you move toward your goals, you feel happier and stronger. You feel more energized and effective. You feel more confident and competent in yourself and your abilities. Every step you take toward your goals increases your belief that you can set and achieve even bigger goals in the future. More people today fear change and worry about the future than at any other time in our history. One of the great benefits of goal setting is that goals enable you to control the direction of change in your life. Goals enable you to assure that the changes in your life are largely self-determined and self-directed. Goals enable you to instill meaning and purpose into everything you do. One of the most important teachings of Aristotle, the Greek philosopher, was that man is a teleological organism. The word teleos in Greek means goals. What Aristotle concluded was that all human action is purposeful in some way. You are only happy when you are doing something that is moving you towards something that you want. the great questions then become, what are your goals? What purposes are you aiming at? Where do you want to end up at the end of the day? Your inborn potential is extraordinary. You have within you right now the ability to achieve almost any goal that you can set for yourself. Your greatest responsibility to yourself is to invest whatever time is required to become absolutely clear about exactly what it is you want and how you can best achieve it. The greater clarity you have regarding your true goals, the more of your potential you will unleash for good in your life. You've probably heard it said that the average person uses only 10% of his or her potential. The sad fact is that according to Stanford University, the average person functions with only about 2% of his or her mental potential. The remainder just sits there in reserve, being saved up for some later time. This would be exactly as if your parents had left you a trust fund with $100,000 in it, but all you ever took out to spend was $2,000. The other $98,000 simply sat in the account, unused throughout your life. The starting point of all goal attainment is desire. You must develop an intense, burning desire for your goals if you really want to achieve them. It is only when your desire becomes intense enough that you will have the energy and the internal drive to overcome all the obstacles that will arise in your path. The good news is that almost anything that you want long enough and hard enough, you can ultimately achieve. The great oil billionaire H.L. Hunt was once asked the secret of success. He replied that success requires two things and two things only. First, he said, you must know exactly what it is you want. Most people never make this decision. Second, he said, you must determine the price that you will have to pay to achieve it, and then get busy paying that price. Life is more like a buffet or cafeteria than it is a restaurant. In a restaurant, you eat the complete dinner, and then you pay the bill. But in a buffet or cafeteria, you have to serve yourself and pay in full before you enjoy the meal. Many people make the mistake of thinking that they will pay the price after they have experienced the success. They sit in front of the stove of life and say, first give me some heat, and then I'll put in some wood. As motivational speaker Zig Ziglar once said, the elevator to success is out of service, but the stairs are always open. Another important observation from Aristotle was his conclusion that the ultimate purpose of all human action is the achievement of personal happiness. Whatever you do, he said, is aimed at increasing your happiness in some way. You may or may not be successful in achieving your happiness, but your happiness is always your ultimate aim. Setting goals, working toward them day by day, and ultimately achieving them is the key to happiness in life. Goal setting is so powerful that the very act of thinking about your goals makes you happy, even before you've taken the first step toward achieving them. To unlock and unleash your full potential, you should make a habit of daily goal setting and achieving for the rest of your life. You should develop a laser-like focus so that you are always thinking and talking about the things you want rather than the things that you don't want. You must resolve from this moment on to be a goal-seeking organism, like a guided missile or a homing pigeon, moving unerringly toward the things that are important to you. There is no greater guarantee of a long, happy, healthy, and prosperous life than for you to be continually working on being, having, and achieving more and more of the things you really want. Clear goals enable you to release your full potential for personal and professional success. Goals enable you to overcome any obstacle and to make your future unlimited. Now, here are three things you can do immediately to put these ideas into action. First, imagine that you have the inborn ability to achieve any goal you could ever set for yourself. What do you really want to be, have, and do? Second, look at your personal life and work today and identify how your own thinking has created your world. What should you, what could you change? And third, determine the price that you will have to pay to achieve the goals that are most important to you, and then get busy paying that price. When I was 21, I was broke and living in a small one-room apartment in the middle of a very cold winter, working on a construction job during the day. I usually couldn't afford to go out of my apartment in the evenings where at least it was warm, so I had a lot of time to think. One night, as I sat there at my small kitchen table, I had a great flash of awareness. It changed my life. I suddenly realized that everything that happened to me for the rest of my life was going to be up to me. No one else was ever going to help me. No one was coming to the rescue. I was thousands of miles from home where I'd grown up and had no intentions of going back for a long time. I saw clearly at that moment that if anything in my life were going to change, it would have to begin with me. If I didn't change, nothing else would change. I was responsible. I still remember that moment. It was like a first parachute jump. It was both scary and exhilarating. There I was, standing on the edge of life, and I decided to jump. From that moment onward, I accepted that I was in charge of my life. I knew that if I wanted things to be different, I would have to be different. Everything was up to me. I later learned that when you accept complete responsibility for your life, you take the giant step from childhood to adulthood. Sadly enough, most people never do this. I've met countless men and women in their 40s and 50s who are still grumbling and complaining about earlier unhappy experiences and still blaming their problems on other people and circumstances. Many people are still angry about something that one of their parents did or did not do to or for them 20 or 30 or even 40 years ago. They are trapped in the past and they can't get free. The greatest enemies of success and happiness are negative emotions of all kinds. It is negative emotions that hold you down, tire you out, and take away all your joy in life. It is negative emotions from the beginning of time that have done more harm to individuals and societies than all the plagues of history. One of your most important goals, if you want to be truly happy and successful, is to free yourself from negative emotions. And fortunately, this can be done if you learn how. The negative emotions of fear, self-pity, envy, jealousy, feelings of inferiority, and ultimately anger are mostly caused by four factors. Once you identify and remove these factors from your thinking, your negative emotions stop automatically. When your negative emotions stop, the positive emotions of love, peace, joy, hope, and enthusiasm flow in to replace them, and your whole life changes for the better, sometimes in a matter of minutes or even seconds. The first of the four root causes of negative emotions is justification. You can only be negative as long as you can justify to yourself and others that you are entitled to be angry or upset for some reason. This is why angry people are continually explaining and elaborating on the reasons for their negative feelings. However, if you cannot justify your negativity, you cannot be angry. For example, a person is laid off from a job due to a change in the economy and declining sales in the company. However, the individual is angry with his boss for this decision and justifies his anger by describing all the reasons why his being laid off was unfair. He can even get himself so incensed that he decides to sue or get even in some way. As long as he continues to justify his negative feelings toward his boss and the company, his negative emotions control him and absorb much of his life and energy. However, as soon as he says, "Well, I've been laid off. These things happen. It's not personal. People get laid off all the time. I guess I better get busy finding a new job," his negative emotions vanish. He becomes calm, clear, and focused on the goal and on the steps he can take to get back into the workforce. And as soon as he stops justifying, he becomes a more positive and effective person. The second cause of negative emotions is rationalization. When you rationalize, you attempt to give a socially acceptable explanation for an otherwise socially unacceptable act. You rationalize to explain away or to put a favorable light on something that you have done that you feel bad or unhappy about. You excuse your behavior or actions by creating an explanation that sounds good, even though you know that you were an active agent in whatever occurred. You often create complex ways of putting yourself in the right by explaining that your behavior was really quite acceptable, all things considered. This rationalizing keeps your negative emotions alive. Rationalization and justification always require that you make someone or something else the source or cause of your problem. You cast yourself in the role of the victim, and you make the other person or organization into the oppressor or the bad guy. The third cause of negative emotions is an over-concern or hypersensitivity to the way that others treat you. For some people, their entire self-image is determined by the way others speak to them, talk to them, or about them, or even look at them. They have little sense of personal value or self-worth apart from the opinions of others. And if those opinions are negative for any reason, real or imagined, the victim immediately experiences anger, embarrassment, shame, feelings of inferiority, and even depression, self-pity, and despair. This explains why psychologists say that almost everything we do is to earn the respect of others, or at least to avoid losing their respect. The fourth cause of negative emotions, and the worst of all, is blaming. When I draw the negative emotions tree in my seminars, I illustrate the trunk of the tree as the propensity to blame other people for our problems. Once you cut down the trunk of the tree, all the fruits of the tree, all the other negative emotions, die immediately. Just as when you jerk the plug out of the wall that lights up the Christmas lights in the tree, all the lights go out instantly. The antidote for negative emotions of all kinds is for you to accept complete responsibility for your situation. You cannot say the words, "I am responsible," and still feel angry. The very act of accepting responsibility short-circuits and cancels out any negative emotions you may be experiencing. The discovery of this simple but powerful affirmation, "I am responsible," and its instant ability to eliminate negative emotions was a turning point in my life, just as it has been for many hundreds of thousands of my students. Just imagine, you can free yourself from negative emotions and begin taking control of your life by simply saying, "I am responsible," whenever you start to feel angry or upset for any reason. It's only when you free yourself from negative emotions by taking complete responsibility that you can begin to set and achieve goals in every area of your life. It's only when you are free mentally and emotionally that you can begin to channel your energies and enthusiasms in a forward direction. This is why, without the acceptance of complete personal responsibility, no progress is possible. On the other hand, once you accept total responsibility for your life, there are no limits on what you can be, do, and have. From now on, refuse to blame anyone for anything, past, present, or future. As Eleanor Roosevelt said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Buddy Hackett, the comedian, once said, "I never hold grudges. While you're holding grudges, they're out dancing." From this point forward, refuse to make excuses or to justify your behaviors. If you make a mistake, say, "I'm sorry," and get busy rectifying the situation. Every time you blame someone else or make excuses, you give your power away. You feel weakened and diminished. You feel negative and angry inside. Refuse to do it. To keep your mind positive, refuse to criticize, complain about, or condemn other people for anything. Every time you criticize someone else, complain about something you don't like, or condemn someone else for something that they have done or not done, you trigger feelings of negativity and anger within yourself. And you are the one who suffers. Your negativity doesn't affect the other person at all. Being angry with someone is allowing him or her to control your emotions, and often the entire quality of your life at long distance. This is just plain silly. Remember, positive emotions of happiness, excitement, love, and enthusiasm make you feel more powerful and confident. Negative emotions of anger, hurt, or blame weaken you and make you hostile and unpleasant to be around. Once you decide to accept complete responsibility for yourself, your situation, and for everything that happens to you, you can turn confidently toward your work and the affairs of your life. You become the master of your fate and the captain of your soul. In a study done in New York some years ago, researchers found that the top 3% of people in every field had a special attitude that set them apart from average performers in their industries. It was this: they viewed themselves as self-employed throughout their careers, no matter who signed their paychecks. They saw themselves as responsible for their companies, exactly as if they owned the companies personally. You should do the same. From this moment forward, see yourself as the president of your own personal services corporation. View yourself as self-employed. See yourself as in complete charge of every part of your life and career. Remind yourself that you are where you are and what you are because of what you have done or failed to do. You are very much the architect of your own destiny. You have determined your entire life up to now by the choices and decisions you have made or failed to make. If there's anything in your life that you don't like, you are responsible. If there's anything that you're unhappy about, it's up to you to take the necessary steps to change and improve it so that it is more to your liking. As the president of your own personal services corporation, you are completely responsible for everything you do and for the results of what you do. You are responsible for the consequences of your actions and your behaviors. You're where you are and what you are today because you have decided to be there. In a large sense, you are earning today exactly what you have decided to earn, no more and no less. If you're not happy with your current income, decide to earn more. Set it as a goal, make a plan, and then get busy doing what you need to do to earn what it is you want to earn. As the president of your own career and your own life, as the architect of your own destiny, you are free to make your own decisions. You are the boss. You are in charge. Just as the president of a corporation is responsible for the strategy and activities of that corporation, you are also responsible for the personal strategic planning of your own life and career. You are responsible for overall management strategy, setting goals, making plans, establishing measures, and performing to get results. You are responsible for achieving certain outputs, for the quality and quantity of the work that you produce, and the results you are expected to get. As president, you are responsible for marketing strategy, for self-promotion and advancement, for creating your image and packaging yourself to be able to sell yourself for the very highest price in a competitive market. You are responsible for financial strategy, for deciding how much of your services you want to sell and how much you want to earn, how rapidly you want to grow your income year by year, how much you want to save and invest, and how much you want to be worth when you retire. These numbers are entirely up to you. You are responsible. You're responsible for your people strategy and your relationships, both at home and at work. One piece of advice I give my students is to choose your boss with care. Your choice of a boss is going to have a major impact on how much you earn, how fast you get ahead, and how happy you will be at your job. By the same token, your choice of a mate and friends will have as much or more to do with your success and happiness than any other decisions you make. If you're not happy with any of your current choices, it's up to you to begin taking steps to improve or change them. Finally, as president, you are in complete charge of personal research and development, personal training and learning. It is up to you to determine the talents, skills, abilities, and core competencies you will need to earn the kind of money you want to earn in the months and years ahead. It is then your responsibility to make the investment and take the time to learn and develop these skills. No one is going to do it for you. The unavoidable truth is that no one really cares as much as you do. To take this analogy a little further, see yourself as a company with a stock that trades on the market. Here's a question. Is your stock the kind of stock that people could invest in, confident that it will continue to grow in value and profitability in the months and years ahead? Are you a growth stock, or has your value leveled off in the marketplace? If you've decided to be a growth stock, what is your strategy for increasing your income 25% to 30% every year, year after year? As the president of your own life, as the spouse or parent in your own family, you owe it to the important people in your life to be on a growth curve, to be continually increasing in value, income, and profitability as the years progress. From this point forward, see and think about yourself as the master of your own fate. See yourself as completely in charge of your own life. See yourself as the president of your own personal services corporation. See yourself as a powerful person, completely self-determined and self-directed. Refuse to whine and complain about things that happened in the past, which cannot be changed. Instead, orient yourself toward the future and think of what you want and where you're going. Above all, think about your goals. The very act of thinking about your goals makes you positive and purposeful once more. There's a large body of psychological literature that revolves around the concept of what is called locus of control theory. In more than 50 years of research, psychologists have determined that your locus of control is the determining factor of your happiness or unhappiness in life. Here is why. A person with an internal locus of control is a person who feels that he or she is in complete control of his or her life. This person feels strong, confident, and powerful. He or she is generally optimistic and positive. He or she feels terrific about himself or herself and feels very much in charge of his or her destiny. On the other hand, a person with an external locus of control is a person who feels controlled by external factors, by their boss, their bills, their marriage, their childhood problems, and their current situation. They feel out of control, and as a result, they feel weak, angry, fearful, negative, hostile, and disempowered. The good news is that there's a direct relationship between the amount of responsibility you accept and the amount of control you feel. The more you say, "I am responsible," the more of an internal locus of control you develop within yourself, and the more powerful and confident you feel. There's also a direct relationship between responsibility and happiness. The more responsibility you accept, the happier you become. It seems that all three, responsibility, control, and happiness, go together. The more responsibility you accept, the greater amount of control you feel you have. The greater amount of control you feel you have, the happier and more confident you become. When you feel positive and in control of your life, you will set bigger and more challenging goals for yourself. You will also have the drive and determination to achieve them. You will feel as though you hold your whole life in your own hands and that you can make it into whatever you decide to. The starting point of goal setting is for you to realize that you have virtually unlimited potential to be, have, or do anything you really want in life if you simply want it badly enough and are willing to work long enough and hard enough to achieve it. The second part of goal setting is for you to accept complete responsibility for your life and for everything that happens to you, with no blaming and no excuses. With these two concepts clearly in mind, that you have unlimited potential on the one hand and that you are completely responsible on the other, you are now ready to move to the next step, which is to begin designing your ideal future. Now, here are three things you can do immediately to put these ideas into action. First, identify your biggest problem or source of negativity in life today. In what ways are you responsible for this situation? Second of all, see yourself as the president of your own company. How would you act differently if you owned 100% of the shares of your current company? And third, resolve today to stop blaming anyone else for anything and instead accept complete responsibility in every area of your life. What actions should you be taking?